Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
He doesn't know what to do initially. Gets it to Draymond, back to Butler. He's doubled, spins out of that with three on the clock. Post takes the three. It's on the way. It's good! Quentin Post, his fourth triple of the night, and the Warriors needed that.
Just find Quentin Post.
Gonna put on the headset. He's gonna talk to us up top here. He adjusts the headset. Michael Ravina, Warriors PR pro, hands him the headset. Brandon, you can hear us okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. And tell me about the last two nights for you guys. Those are two impressive wins over two good Western Conference teams. What was your thinking coming into those two?
Just play hard, understanding that Portland and Memphis are really fast teams to transition, and they score a lot of points in transition, points in the paint. And this team's a little bit slower paced and methodical. They run their stuff for their best players. And so it was just a mental focus game, knowing that there's not going to be a lot of transitions, going to be a lot of half courts, similar to playoff basketball. And the groups that were out there are very experienced in the playoffs. And so we understood, just what they wanted to get to, and just our job to take it away and make it as difficult as possible. And, we did that, hold them to 80-some points. I don't know how many.
79. That was well done.
That's big time.
Very big time. And then let me, as if there could be anything, it's a very big time. But anyway, the role that you have, say Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, how important is that role on this team this year, considering that you have veterans, who are, of course, leading the team? You guys have to step up from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there's such thing as role players. Role players make a team come together. Every team has stars, but every year the role players that step up the biggest for whatever team that is usually ends up winning the finals, and you see that year after year. And so, like you said, me, Jonathan, Moses, just trying to do our part, doing the little things to make it easier for the vets. And I think, we took a lot of stress off them, and they didn't have to play, the last 4 or 5 minutes both nights on this back-to-back. So I think that helps a lot.
Best sequence of the night by far was your block at Chris Paul, and then you went down and got the reverse layup. At what point, you were chasing him down. At what point did you think, I'm going to have a shot to get this?
I'm sneaky athletic. I know he can't dunk.
You're not sneaky athletic. You're athletic. Because then when you say sneaky, basically you're saying I'm white.
I mean, yeah, I can't say that on the broadcast, but
I can, because I was sneaky athletic too.
Cards and letters to Tom Tolbert.
Yeah, I got a little bit of athleticism, knowing he can't really jump that much. Cause yeah, you're 20, 21, whatever it is, and just try to spark some life. When I came into the game to start, off the bench, it was a bad sequence to start, and so I just try to flip the script, control what I could control, and that happened, and it led us on to a good W.
Well, my man Tim here is so ready for bed. He's in his jammies already. How was the 8 o'clock start for you?
It's okay. It's not too bad. It's unfortunate for my family. I'm in a central time zone, 10 o'clock start.
Yeah.
But I'm happy we get to go back home to Milwaukee tomorrow. And so I get to see them and play a game in Milwaukee. So I'm excited.
Well, enjoy seeing the family.
Yeah,
congratulations,
that's gonna
be great. Brandon.
Have fun with that. Thank you, Brandon, so much, as always. And a great job the last two nights.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Brandon Prajemski stepping up the last couple of nights. 98-79.
Athletic.
7:34 to go. Roberto checks in on Tim Roy at Warriors.com. Says, to your point, Tom, the 20-point lead, they would have had to score 20 without the Warriors scoring to get back in there, so it's even better.
They scored 9.
Gloria checks in for Vallejo. She says she always listens. We appreciate that. And Alex says, early can opener. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, I know. and it wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close.
Yeah, it was a hand ride.
It was in the books.
Absolute hand ride.
Yeah, Mary checks in with the early can opening. That has really caused a stir among Dub Nation.
What's caused a stir here is this dude in a Kerr jersey down there.
Oh, my God. There's a guy with it.
This guy that
was
in the short shorts.
He's got short white shorts, a white Bulls Kerr jersey on, no T-shirt on underneath.
No. And the playoff black shoes and black socks.
But as I said to Tom, what does he say to his wife? Here's what I'm thinking.
After the game, he's taking a selfie with a beer.
Because everybody thinks he's Steve Kerr?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I sent a picture. I took a picture. I'm sending it to Steve. I go, this guy's a menace. I go, the jersey's one thing, okay? I mean, it's a little pasty to be pulling that off. Like, you might want to wear a T-shirt underneath. But, like, he's going for a vibe. I get it. It's like Halloween. He's doing the Halloween costume. So I appreciate it. The shorts are borderline obscene. Like, borderline. Like, you know, like, the shorts that we used to wear back in the 80s and 90s, you don't, dude, nobody wants to wear those anymore. I don't want to wear those. I mean, chafing's a huge problem. So why would you want to actually, like, I had to wear those shorts.
Baby powder, child. Baby powder.
Why use Vaseline? But I had to wear those shorts.
An abrasion sensation?
He didn't have to. He chose to wear those shorts.
It's an abrasion sensation.
He picked that. Like, I love the commitment, though. I give him an A for commitment. He goes, look, I'm going as Steve Kerr. I'm going in the playoff socks and shoes, and I'm going to wear the full.
And you're going on TikTok.
Yeah, so the full jersey. Steve told me one time when the Bulls, I think the Bulls were one of the first teams to wear the black socks, black shoes in the playoffs. I think, technically speaking, the Fab Five was probably the first team to go black shoes, black socks, but they're not in the NBA. So Steve said, he goes, when I wore black shoes, black socks, and I was watching film, I thought there was no way in hell I could look slower. I was wrong. He goes, when they put you in black shoes and black socks, I go, it doesn't look like the VCR is on slow-mo. It looks like it's on pause.
Wow.
That's how slow you look.
And you're his friend.
I'm his friend. Absolutely. That's what friends do.
Only.
We laugh about that all the time.
Only on Warriors Radio do you get this kind of insight.
Oh, absolutely.
And coverage. By the way,
you definitely get this type of insight in 19-point blowouts.
If you had the post-game show as the first time ever you heard the word pasty on a Warrior radio broadcast.
Or VCR.
Or VCR. VCR. People are like, what's that?
Well, I don't know. I probably have used, you know, back when in the early 2000s when things were going well for the Warriors, I probably got a VCR reference in there somewhere. Yeah. But
there's a lot of kids that said to their mom, what's that?
Yeah. And we dropped a Tom Landry. They're like, what's that?
I know.
What's a Tom Landry?
I know. It's we got to
you use detergent?
So, man. I said this at the final horn. I'll say it again. I very impressive. Two wins there. You know, I mean, I know it's early, and they're, you know, it's five games in, but you know they had every excuse in the book to not come out and play well tonight, play hard tonight, and they just threw it all aside. And really, you know, the Clippers made a couple of good runs in the first half to get themselves back in this game, but the Warriors just didn't stop. They regrouped at halftime, came back, had an unbelievable third quarter, maybe their best defensive quarter of the season, and certainly their best defensive half of the first five, holding the Clippers to 30 points. Last time they held a team under 80 was back in December of 2016.
Wow.
9 years.
Holy smokes.
And, by the way, Jeff Knepp, our friend who runs all of the merchandise, we were mentioning, I didn't miss this, but we were mentioning San Diego Clippers, Swen Nader.
Swen Nader with the swinging hook. The swinging hook. Big fan of Sven.
Yeah, you know, I just thought, you know, Quentin Post was really good tonight. And you know, take away the points. But 8 rebounds, he held his ground against Zubats. He did not give Zubats a lot of easy looks.
No, that's the one thing about Quentin Post. He's not a big guy, but he's game. He's, like, more physical. He'll try to be physical more so than you think he's going to be. I think people get this idea that he's kind of a soft guy, because he plays on the perimeter. He's a three-point shooter. That's what he does offensively. He's not a finisher. He's not a mid-range guy. He's a guy that's going to catch and shoot. That's what he's in there for. I'm pretty sure they've told him, if you catch it and you're open from three, shoot it. Period. That's what we have you in there for. So when you catch it, you shoot it. I want you thinking, catch, shoot. So I think people think, well, he's a perimeter guy, so he's probably not that physical. Well, you watch him play against Zubats. You watch him go against a guy like Collins, but mostly Zubats. Zubats a big dude. He's a physical guy. And he held his own. He bodied him up. He wasn't letting him get position. He was challenging shots. So that, to me, was impressive. And look, he showed a little bit of that last year, but I think it was most evident tonight because he was going up against a quality center And really, again, he struggled. Well, what did he shoot tonight? Is it about 7 for 12? That was mostly in the second half that he made a couple of those. A couple of them were on offensive rebounds. But he didn't hurt him like he has in the past. That being said, he still had 14 and 13, so he still had a pretty nice game. But it wasn't an impactful game. So, no, I thought he was really good. And the more they can trust him to play against some of those type of guys where, you know, they're legit centers. Like, it was funny because they didn't play Horford last night because they wanted to play him tonight. They didn't really need him that much because Post was able to hold his own. Because you could imagine them thinking, okay, well, if Zubats is having his way with Post, we want to have Horford available. Well, Horford was available, and it wasn't his best effort tonight. It wasn't terrible. It was his best effort, but Post was like, nah, I got this. And guess what? He did have this. He had it the whole time.
James Harden didn't score in the second half. He was 0 for 3 from the field.
Wow, only three. That, now, that's shocking. Only 3 field goal attempts. Again, I think you give credit to the Warriors defense, but boy, there was no viscosity in that offense, was there? It just wasn't flowing. It wasn't moving. It wasn't like, it just seemed hard. Like everything seemed like pulling teeth. I mean, they had 8 assists. How do you have 8 assists as a team? 8.
Lead in ISO.
I mean, well, maybe they had more because I don't have the final box score.
10.
Okay,
was the final.
Okay, 10.
That's, you don't have the full final box.
That's still no. Somebody left me out. Okay. But that's okay. I was only shorted 2. 10 still an absurdly low number. I mean, there's just no way you have 10 as a they had 10 as a team. So that's the Warriors forcing them into ISO situations. That's the Clippers being an ISO team. And then not being able to convert. I tell people, I said it last night, I'll say it again. 20 games. These teams are going to look different.
Yep.
20 games into the season. So I don't take a lot from this. But I will say this. Every win in October is the same as a win in March.
Yep.
It's just so you just try to... You just try to stack as many. I don't care when you get them. You just try to stack as many wins as you can, and by winning games early, you give yourself that margin for error.
Exactly, and you don't want to be where the Warriors were when they got Jimmy Butler, which is right around 500.
Yep.
And you have to claw your way just to get to a play-in. Okay, you stack up wins early. You give yourself a cushion. So if there is an injury, if
yep.
there is a down, you know, turn,
yep.
and there will be. There's always going to be an injury. There's always going to be a downturn at some point in the season. There's always going to be a losing streak, you know, whether it's 3, 5, whatever it is.
Yep.
There's always going to be that. It's just the way it is with 82 games. And so, you know, you get wins when you can. And also, and again, it's early, but every win you get against a team like Memphis, you know, like the Clippers, like Denver, like the LA Lakers, that works toward a tiebreaker. And I'm telling you, the West, it's going to be like last year. You're going to have like 2 games separate 3 from 8 or 9. So,
and you don't feel like you need to push guys 38, 39 minutes every night because you have to win.
Right.
Like, oh, we have to win this because we're hanging on by a thread here. Either we're trying to get into a play-in game or we're trying to get the 6th seed or we're trying to get the 4th seed so we could have home court somehow, some way. Like, again, this gives you a little bit of that leeway, that margin for error. You start building up that equity early on in the season, and that's what they're doing. And, look, it always helps confidence.
Yeah.
Right? It always helps confidence when you get off to good starts. You feel good about yourself. The team feels good about themselves. Practices are easier. Plane flights are better. Everything's good. So, now, again, 20 games, we'll figure it out then. But right now, they're feeling good, and they should be.
All right, we will see you here on November the 4th. The Warriors take on the Phoenix Suns. Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
A week from, happy Halloween. Have a great Halloween.
Yeah, it should be fun. Got two of the 2 grandkids, so it should be
nice.
It'll be fun to see what, I think Camila's going as a K-pop demon hunter.
Wow.
I think I know what that is. And I have no idea what Kai's going to be, They had to have him be a maniac, because that's what he is. Just have him be a maniac. Psycho. He's a little psycho. He's a sneaky psycho, is what he is.
I'm going to have to get some tips from you on being a grandpa. I'm coming up there.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
I can't wait.
It is fantastic, yeah. You can even tolerate getting smacked in the face a few times, but only a few.
Well, it's just like working with RC.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do?
HR! Can I get HR on the phone here?
See you next week.
All right, see you. That's Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim Roy.